Shalom, everybody. In this week's Parsha, we hear about the various and complex halachos of Shomrim. The halachos when something that belongs to one person is in the hands of somebody else. For example, you can lend something to someone. You can get paid to let someone use your things. They can rent things from you. You can ask someone to watch something for you for free. You can pay someone to watch something for you, etc. And each kind of deal between you and the person who has your belongings has different halachos regarding how responsible they must be with your items. And one of the halachos we hear about in our aliyah is about the shoel, the borrower, someone who borrows an item. They don't pay for it, they just borrow it. And since they get all the benefits, they also take on all the risk as well. They're responsible for onsin. Onsin means any loss, even if it was not their fault, totally not their fault. If something happens to the item, the shoel, the borrower, is responsible, and they have to pay you back for any loss that happens, even if it weren't their fault. A shoel is obligated in onsin. However, that's what the Torah says. However, the Torah adds one detail in Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Torah says that a borrower, a shoel, is responsible for onsin only if the owner is not with the borrower when the loss happens. There's a lot of details here, but basically, if and only if we have Ein Be'alav Imo, only if the owner is not with the borrower, only then is the borrower obligated in onsin. But if the owner is with the borrower when it happens, then the borrower is not obligated in onsin. He's obligated in other things. He can't neglect the item, for example. But the shoel is not obligated in onsin unless the owner is far away. But if the owner is next to the borrower, the borrower is not obligated. And many mefarshim see deeper meanings in these halachos. We know that every pasuk in the Torah, every mitzvah, has layers and layers and layers of meaning, and this pasuk and this halacha is no exception. Rav Simcha Bunim Pshischa, who died in 1827, sees something very special and very beautiful in these halachos. Ideas printed in a few places. I saw it quoted in a sefer called Midrash Simcha, which is a compilation of Rav Simcha Bunim's Torah. It was compiled in 1975, and I saw it elsewhere as well. Says Rav Simcha Bunim, every single one of us is a borrower. We're all a shoel. Hashem lent us our neshama. We're not keeping it. We're giving it back eventually, and we're not paying Hashem for it. Hashem doesn't need our money. We couldn't pay him. So we are a shoel, we are a borrower. We're borrowing our neshama for temporary use. And what's the halacha of a shoel? A shoel is obligated for onsin. That means we're obligated in onsin. If we damage, God forbid, if we damage our neshama, so to speak, we're going to be held liable. We're borrowing the neshama. We're not paying God for it. And we're obligated even for onsin, even if it's completely our fault. And the question is, how can we survive that? And says Rav Simcha Bunim, wait a minute. Don't forget the halacha. A shoel is only obligated in onsin when the owner's not around. But when we are with the owner, when we are with Hashem, when we bring Hashem into our lives, then we're not obligated in onsin. It's unbelievable. That's what David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Ches. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. I've placed Hashem in front of me. And the Rama Rav Moshe Isserles, who died in 1572, quotes this pasuk in the very beginning of Or HaChaim. Simen Aleph Sif Aleph. The Rama says this is one of the keys for our avodas Hashem. Yes, shivisi Hashem lenegdi samid. Once Hashem is with me, then I can't be obligated in onsin. I can't be obligated in neglect, so to speak. And that's what Rav Simcha Bunim says here as well. We need to create a situation of Be'alav Imo. We have to create a situation where we enable Hashem, the owner of our neshama, so to speak, to be with us everywhere we go and in everything we do. And Rav Simcha Bunim sees this idea as an explanation of a pasuk that we all know. It's a pasuk in Tehillim in Perek Chav Zayin, pasuk Dalid. Achas shoalti meis Hashem. I received one thing from Hashem as a shoel. Achas shoalti meis Hashem. I borrowed one thing from God. Of course, this is the drash, not the pshat. But achas shoalti meis Hashem. I borrowed one thing from Hashem. Achas shoalti. And all I want is Shivti beveis Hashem. All I want to do is to be with Hashem kol yemei chayai, every day of my life. To have Hashem a part of what I do, in the office, in the supermarket, sitting in traffic. To always place myself in a situation of be'alav imo. When the owner is with me, then I'm going to be fine. My neshama is going to be fine. The only time I'm responsible, so to speak, I'm responsible for everything I do. But the only time I have to be worried is when Hashem is, God forbid, not with me. But when I bring the owner, when I bring Hashem with me, to me, in my life and everything I do, then I have nothing to worry about. My neshama cannot be damaged, so to speak. There can be no loss because the owner is, so to speak, with me. Amazing idea, powerful message from Rav Simcha Bunim of Pshischa. Have a wonderful day, everyone.